Well, hello there. Hi guys, how you doing today? Hope you're not missing me too much. Well, I miss you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you. It sounds like when Oprah gives out stuff on her TV show. You get one. You get one. You get one. Well, I wish I could say that. Well, my giveaway is going to happen on the 25th of December 2020. And the good part is it's going to be on YouTube Live. So if you are not following or you've not subscribed to my YouTube channel, please go do so right now because I know go talk am again. Okay, so find me VN Smart, VN007. Just look for it, YouTube. And if you miss it, definitely there's a link in the bio of my clothing line, VN Smart, on Instagram, so you can follow the link to my YouTube. Okay, so having said that, that's out of the way. It's a new week. Things are fine. Things are beautiful. All things bright and beautiful. All things are great and fine. But most importantly, are you fine? Slim Jim, what's up, boo? Yes, this podcast is for you. Remember how I said anytime you send messages to me, I would find one person's message to respond to and just, you know, expatiate about some hot topics or something. Well, Slim Jim, I've decided that today I'm picking you. So there is light, but the other neighbor from the other side has the generator on. So if you're hearing something in the back, sorry, we're in Nigeria. Let me focus on what Slim Jim said to me. So yesterday, on the internet, all over the internet, there was the story about the Oge girl who called out Kiki Mordi. Kiki Mordi is a journalist and a good friend of mine who did the Sex for Grades documentary on BBC, The African Eye. And, you know, Oge feels hurt. Well, I feel hurt too for her because at some point in our lives, we've all experienced this kind of moment whereby you were the brains behind making something so established. You were the brains behind making something big, grand, and well accepted by people. But then you never get the recognition that you deserve. Recognition can be in various forms, you know. It could be that big promotion. It could be monetary. It could be, you know, somebody just putting your name out there and saying, oh, this person did X, Y, Z, and making sure that they give to Caesar what Caesar's, like you get your quota and all. But Oge didn't get any of this. Oge felt hurt and Oge had to cry out. Now, if you ask me why did she do it on social media, because that's the best way for you to get your message across. Social media these days, you get to say you're part of the story, air your views, and say your mind straight up. So, I do not discredit Oge for talking, but then what I don't like is the fact that, you like it or not, I wish Oge was bold. I wish Oge was strong. I wish Oge came out earlier. I wish Oge had the extra bones. Kiki carried on because, yes, Kiki had a role to play and she knew the spotlight would be on me and she maintained it. Oge, on the other hand, was probably a shy person and decided, oh, I don't want to be a part of this show. But then seeing how successful and the turnout of things Kiki has become, Oge now feels rubbed off the wrong way. So she has a right to talk. But what she doesn't have a right to do is to take her own life. Listen, Slim Jim, thank you for, you know, giving me updates on her. I said something on Twitter. I said, no matter what you experience in life, young people, listen to me, you need to be strong. You need to have a muscle, a backbone, a spine. No matter what you face in life, you need to remember something. The person when push you reach the wall when you did, they were a day, they laugh, they chop, they sleep. You want to kill yourself. Why? Why? You don't have to. Slim Jim, I will keep saying your name because he mentioned like he's been pushed to this type of extent, you know. He's been at that place where one becomes depressed and sad and feels all types and forms of emotions from anxiety to panic attacks and what have you. I feel every young person in Nigeria has been at that point. But I want you to do something. When you found yourself at that point, what did you do that got you out of the fix? What did you do? What did you do? And when you succeeded, did you remember the hurt, the pain and all that? Now, did it happen again to you? What did you do about it? What I'll ask you to do is sit down, learn from people that have been through stuff. Sit down, learn from situations you've been through and figure out how you conquered those situations. Then plan and prepare yourself. Because you like it or not, there will always be people out there who would want to take the glory for what you've done. There will always be people out there who would want to push you to a corner whereby you feel like, oh, the world is over, I'm going to kill myself. Ah, you bastard. But it's not enough for you to want to take your own life. So today, on This Is Me, VN007, I'm asking for whoever listens to this and you feel all hope is lost, this one cannot work, that cannot happen, this cannot that, listen to me, all hope is not lost. I'll tell you for free, whenever you even feel like, oh, let me just take this life and end it, guess what? Something bigger, something greater, something grand, something beyond your wildest imaginations is ahead and right in front of you. Always think about these words that I've just shared, okay? There's always something bigger coming, and then something else is trying to take it. Don't let it. Don't let them. Okay? Stand firm, Mudiaga, like the Delta State people say. Stand firm and know your grounds, know your worth, and take life by the horns, okay? Slim Jim, thank you for not, you know, giving into depression and all that. Thank you for always sharing and being vocal. Don't forget, guys, if you want me to talk on any topic or anything, please feel free to always send me messages on my social media platform. It's all at VN007, spelled as VIEN007. This is me, VN007. It's been awesome chatting with you. I'll make another podcast soon, but till then, be kind to one another. It's not going to cost you anything. Stay safe. Mwah.